You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, as we kick off Act 2 here on this gorgeous Thursday night in the state of Wisconsin. Actually, it's in northeast Wisconsin here. It was snowy. We got snow again last night. It's just become like a nightly thing. But I was talking to a colleague earlier who said it was like sunny on the other part of the state, so it's just not fair. But wherever you're at in Wisconsin, I hope you're having a wonderful night, and I'm so glad you're here. This is Thursday night, the Christmas Eve of weeknights. Aaron Zummers is riding shotgun, working the board tonight. You hanging in there, buddy?
Yeah, and I got to say, in Madison, it was downright balmy today. You know, we got up to 30.
Come on.
30 degrees.
Not fair. You know, there are some days in Marinette, it can be like 25 degrees colder than Madison. It's just, it's like a, there's like a line of longitude or whatever. It's just, it's
yeah, there really is.
Kind of a ripoff. Well, I'm glad you're having a great day there, buddy, and enjoying the weather. If you missed the first hour, folks, check it out at civicmedia.us. We interviewed Song Sung Blue actor Hudson Hensley, who joined us and was a lot of fun. Man, is that kid a sharp kid or what?
Oh, absolutely. And I did not see the movie yet, unfortunately, but that only makes me want to more. And I already did.
I'm telling you, his I was late to the party, too. I just saw it last week. And his scene with Hugh Jackman at the end of the movie is my favorite scene in the whole movie. It was just great. So it was great to talk to Hudson Hensley. Check out the podcast. Aaron and I also, we shared our Olympic athlete of the night, which is Ben Loomis. He is in the Nordic combined. That's cross-country skiing and ski jumping. So we did our Olympic spotlight, which we've been doing every night as we lead up to the Olympics. So, and our question of the night, folks, it's the dead of winter, and yesterday was National Soup Day. So tonight's question is, what is your favorite winter soup? We always do well with the food questions, and I'm excited to share mine. I'm still formulating. Did you tell me yours, Aaron?
I did not. There's so many good soups. You know, yeah. Hudson said chicken noodle, just good old Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. In the winter, some chili I think you can call a soup. It really depends on the chili.
Right.
So a soupy chili, I think, is really good. A nice minestrone is good.
Yes.
Just generally a vegetable soup. I like a hearty soup.
Same. As you know, in Marinette, they call minestrone soup minestrone soup.
Well, that's just wrong.
It's not even a joke. I think. It's just what they say. And what do? You don't correct someone. I'm not going to go, hey, it's actually minestrone. Like, it's like such a useless piece of knowledge to share with someone and just, you know, let them be blissfully ignorant. All right. So, folks, as I mentioned earlier, the Door County Film Festival is just around the corner. And this hour, in addition to making the popcorn pick of the week, thanks to Cedar Crest Ice Cream, and we're going to announce contest winners. They did this really cool thing. But before we get to that, I'm very happy to introduce this next guest. He's a very talented director, and he's behind such films as The Last Rung on the Ladder. And he has a new film called Houston, We Have a Problem. And he joins us now over the stream, Mr. Jeff Blankenship. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you again.
You too. I think last time we did this, I was in Madison and you were there in person.
We were in Madison, came downtown to see you. And then I saw you recently in West Bend.
Yeah. Or Waiwega?
Was it it was Waiwega. You're right. I can't keep track. It was
Waiwega. Same here. Waiwega. I knew it was Waiwega or Milwaukee because you're film is on this, or you know, you're part of everything, but my son's film is in that trajectory.
Yeah, it was Waiwega. You're correct.
Yeah. Where are you joining us from tonight?
I live in Baraboo.
Okay. Beautiful.
So just north of you there. Yep.
Love that part of the state. Do you have a favorite winter soup? It can get pretty cold in Baraboo.
I was thinking about that. I like hearty soups as well. And I like chicken soup, and I like it with big, if when possible, big homemade noodles, real heavy noodles.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I do like chili, but I like a thicker chili for that too. But a good winter soup also is good tomato soup.
Oh, nice. With maybe a grilled cheese sandwich or
with
something?
A grilled cheese sandwich. Hard to beat that.
Dude, I don't know how you can follow yourself after that answer. That is perfect. But we'll do our best here as well.
All right.
Jump into some films here. I know you're kind of a regular at the Door County Film Festival. Will you be there next week?
I will be for sure. Yep.
Okay. And your film, Houston, We Have a Problem, will be playing there?
That will be playing there. That was a 48-hour project. Yep.
Yeah, tell us about that. It sounded really interesting when Kurt was telling me about it.
Was he telling about the process or the story?
Yeah, it was the 48-hour film competition in Madison. He called it a quirky short film competition, and it's every year in Madison, I guess. That's really all I know about it, but tell us about it.
The 48-hour is great, and we have a lot of fun with it. And there's a really nice balance between doing a film like Last Rung on the Ladder, which is extremely serious, extremely, you know, focused and time, you know, it's a full production, as opposed to the 48 hour, which you do in literally 48 hours. You don't know the genre, you don't know the theme, you don't know anything about it until Friday evening, and then you have to write and produce a final product by 7 o'clock Sunday evening, and that's every aspect of it. So you have to come into the project with some idea of cast, but you don't know what you need, obviously, and you don't know where you're going to shoot. So you have some, you know, locations in mind, but you don't know how to apply the locations until you get the story idea. And then you've got to come up with an idea, write it, and then, you know, start shooting through it. And so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Obviously the pressure's on because you got such a short window, but it almost seems like there's kind of no pressure. Because it's ridiculous to put those kind of constraints on a filmmaker, but it must be a blast.
It's a blast. You got to find that happy balance. You've got to know what you can and can't do in that time frame.
What can't you do?
Well, you can't contrive a very sophisticated story because you don't have time to tell it. The film can only be 7 minutes long, so you've got to keep the storyline compelling but relatively simple. If you get too deep, it can get complicated and then it doesn't read well. The other thing is shooting super high definition footage because you can't edit it fast enough. You know, the editing time is where the pressure comes because you've got to have a rendered finished thing online uploading by 7 o'clock. And so sometimes the editor's under the most pressure because they get the footage, you know, later on and are constrained by that time. So you find tricks, you find ways to go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. Please continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So you find ways to get the editor footage earlier in the day so they can start putting out a rough, and, you know, you learn little tips and tricks of the process and time limitations.
So tell us, obviously it's not longer than 7 minutes, but tell us the story behind Houston, We Have a Problem.
Yeah, it's a very whimsical story. It's pretty funny, and anything Kurt Krause is in is gonna be a great show. So it's a funny story where three guys have a regular time where they're gonna get together and play charades together. It's a guy's thing, and for whatever reason, the character that Kurt plays, he's on his way to the buddy's house to play, but his car breaks down, so he calls him and says, "Hey guys, I can't make it." And they're like, "Well, what do you mean you can't make it?" And they're making fun of him. Kurt's character is a motivational speaker, so they're teasing him about being a motivational speaker. And so then they decide to just have Kurt on in his car on his cell phone playing, you know, remotely on the cell phone. And Kurt can't figure out how to work the phone, and he's kind of a buffoon in the film. It's really, really funny. And so they're doing all these character impersonations, and it's just their way to play. And then all of a sudden, Kurt disappears, and they don't know what happened because he saw a car coming. He's trying to find a ride to get over to the guys to finish the game. So So it's just silly and whimsical and a bunch of funny lines in there.
Oh, that sounds great. So what festival have you, will this be the premiere? Have you, other than the 48 hour, have you played it in anything else?
We did. We played it. Where did it play? It was in a, I can't keep track of the festivals.
Okay.
Yeah, it's played in a festival already, and then it'll be there. Was it at YO? No, I can't remember where we had it.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but yeah, it's played, and it played well. Again, the Kurt character gets a lot of laughs. So it's not the premiere, but I think it's maybe the second time it'll be shown.
Well, I'm excited to see it. My guest is Jeff Blankenship. He is a Wisconsin-based director behind such films as The Last Rung on the Ladder and his new short film, Houston, We Have a Problem, which you can check out at the Door County Film Festival, which starts next weekend. Jeff, I'm excited to see you next week. I want to see this because I do think Kurt is funny. But I want to ask you, the last time you were on the show when we were in Madison, you talked about doing a behind-the-scenes film about another short film you made, The Last Rung on the Ladder, which was a program that Stephen King sponsored, or you had access to his material, and you guys made a film, The Last Rung on the Ladder, which I enjoyed very much. But to make a behind-the-scenes about a short film, I have not heard of that before. Something must have happened. What on earth was worthy of you doing a whole other film about your film?
The story of the story is so interesting. It's got to be told. There was something, and if you've talked to Kurt about it, he'll say the same thing. If you talk to Max Blaska about it, he'll say the same thing. If you talk to Kayla Kelly, she'll say the same thing. There was something magical about this film, about the process of making the film, in part because it almost never got off the ground, and it got off the ground almost miraculously. The last minute we were ready to pull the plug. Part of the problem was we're on a time frame. You've only got so much time to make it, and we were running out of time to get things lined up. And so we were already kind of on the edge. And then when Kurt got involved, things took off right away. He became our producer, and there was just something about, and there might have been something about the urgency, but everything fell into place. We had our challenges because we shot in 7 different cities, and we had to shoot between January and May to get it all done. So we were all over the state. We were in Land O'Lakes, Oshkosh, Madison, Belleville, Middleton, all over the place, and we had to get cast and crew and talent to all these different locations.
Jeez.
And we only had to find the window of time to do it in that short a period of time was amazing. And just all of the things that happened at each shooting location was very, very special for a lot of different reasons. And it's kind of a compelling story. It's fascinating. It just all the things that happened just in the making of the film.
That's great. Well, Jeff, thank you for joining us tonight. Please, folks, check out the Door County Film Festival next weekend at the Northern Sky Theater in beautiful Fish Creek. It's going to be a blast. Jeff will be there, and you can check out his film, Houston, We Have a Problem, which we just heard about. And Jeff, keep us posted on anything else you got cooking. This was fun. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
Sounds really good. Yeah, glad to have you. I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate the time.
Anytime, bud. We'll see you next weekend.
Okay, thanks a lot. See you
then.
All right.
Bye. That's Jeff Blankenship. Are we out of time already?
Yeah, we got 20
Aaron?
Seconds.
What the H-E double hockey sticks? All right, when we come back, we're going to read your texts, and I'm going to tell you about a new home trend, folks. You don't want to miss this. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Uptown got its hustlers. Bowery got its Welcome back. That is outstanding music. Did you know I was a Croce fan?
I did, yeah.
Okay. I can't get enough of them. I'm on a total Croce kick. Like when I'm doing the dishes, I got YouTube on, all of his greats. That's outstanding work, my friend. Pardon me. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. We've been having a great time here tonight with some really fun guests and more to come, ladies and gentlemen. In just a few minutes after news, sports, and the weather, we're going to do the popcorn pick of the week and tell you about a Cedar Crest ice cream contest that they partnered with 4-H for. And there's a new flavor, and you're going to be able to get it in stores. It's a great flavor. I think it sounds mouthwatering. Making the popcorn pick of the week tonight will be Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream and Jaroski, the adult leader of 4-H. Hope, how would you say that word, Aaron? Hope Erath.
I think you said it about the way that I would.
Right? She's the youth president of the Pasobic Pathfinders 4-H Club. So they partnered on this, 4-H and Cedar Crest. This is the 4-H group that won. It's a great new flavor. We'll talk about that after the news. They're going to make the popcorn pick of the week as well. And then in hour number three, ladies and gentlemen, film critic Devika Girish will be here. She was a lot of fun to talk to. We talked to her a little earlier because of a scheduling issue, but she will be here, and we're going to talk some Oscars and about her career. She's a fascinating person to talk to. Chris Casper on the stream says, I make a mean Zuppa Toscana recipe from Olive Garden. It's hearty, nutritious, and delicious.
Sounds like it.
It sounds fantastic. If Chris does soups the way he does cords, that sounds like you're in flavor country.
I know I've had other food from him. He does it. He smokes a fine meat.
Does he? Okay. That sounds familiar. You might have told me that, but I'm not surprised. Sydney Politics says, French onion soup. Happy New Year. Thank you, Sydney. Happy New Year to you, my friend. He also says, one of the best webcam qualities of any of your guests.
Referring to Hudson.
Hudson Hensley. Yeah, and I'm not surprised. You know, he's a big shot actor now. He's got to have the hookups. We have a phone call, Aaron?
Yes, we do. We have Matt in Eau Claire.
We've got Matt in Eau Claire. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Pete, you are light on your feet, man. Just last night, the Pete Pack was bashing on Neil Diamond songs, and now you got young Mr. Hudson on tonight. That's amazing.
Well, hold on now. That was a Songs We Never Need to Hear Again. To clarify, it wasn't that they were bad songs or that we didn't like them. We just get tired of them. But I also said, when I talked to Mike Toomey, that hearing Sweet Caroline again in Song Sung Blue knocked that out. It was great, and it was at a great time in the movie. So, but yeah, well, thank you for listening, too. That's impressive, Matt.
No problem. there's a little bar on Water Street here in Eau Claire called Ray's Place that make a Spanish stew that's out of this world. In the winter.
Oh, really? Spanish stew? That sounds fantastic. What's in that?
Spanish stew, man.
All right, so
pepper, I know that it'll clean your sinuses though.
Ray's on Water Street in Eau Claire, Spanish stew. Matt, thank you, sir. Love it, and thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
Hey, hummus boy, I got a joke for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the difference between chickpeas and garbanzo beans?
No.
Nobody ever paid $50 to have a garbanzo bean on their chest.
Garbanzo bean on their chest?
I don't know if I got that one. I can explain it to you later off the air.
Does it have to be off the air? Is it R-rated?
Well, I guess not necessarily. You know.
I think I know, but I'll need clarification. Thank you, Matt. Always fun, buddy. That's great. Matt from Eau Claire. And you know what? I saw, are you a homeowner?
I am not.
Okay. So these things are coming back. Here's what's so crazy. When you buy a home, there's all these trends. Like right now, everything is beige and earth tony beige type stuff. But that's going to stop. Like all this stuff with homeowners, they put, and it's because of these home shows, Aaron. Like, you know, the Property Brothers and all these shows, frankly, that my friend Mike Siegel has hosted, where what you get for the money and all that kind of stuff and people redoing houses. Now what's coming back, for a while it was all, you know, vinyl plank, kind of pseudo wood floors. Now real wood is coming back. So you have to tear your floor up, put in real wood. That's not going to be fun. Dark wood and orange wood. And this person, this is from BuzzFeed, says, I hate gray and whitewashed wood that's everywhere these days. Like, how are you supposed to keep up? You're better off, Aaron, renting. because I was a renter for years. I only bought when we moved to Wisconsin because it made sense. I'm not a home guy. Here's another thing coming back. Dining rooms that are large enough to host a family gathering. Okay, that's fine. Detached garages. All right,
no.
I have a detached garage. It snows like crazy. It sucks. You got to, whoever built my house, the garage is like 6 feet from the back door. Attach the damn garage.
Yeah, seriously. What is the point? Unless, like, I feel like a detached garage only makes sense if, you know, it's huge and needs to be a little farther away.
Right. Or if a dude's got, like, all his tools and a workbench and all that right. kind of stuff. Okay, fine. But they're saying it's for curb appeal. Who wants to look at a garage door that takes up 60% of the front of the house? I get that.
I have another question. Who cares?
Yeah. Okay, fair
like,
point.
I mean, if you've got a garage, it's functional, I feel like, you know?
Right.
And if you can't make your garage door look good, maybe you need you have a different person build your home.
Totally agree. More storage is coming back. And I disagree with that because I've talked about this recently on the show. We used to pay like $150 a month for storage. Just get rid of your crap. You don't need to keep everything. That's just my two cents. Are you a pack rat?
Yeah, it's inherited because my mom is a very bad pack rat. I think she needs to move to a smaller house to be incentivized to get rid of some of that.
Well, there you go. There's your goal for 2026, buddy. The other one is a clawfoot tub. I don't know what that is, but maybe we can find out during the break and tell people. Those are coming back, whatever they are, folks. So, all right, we are making the popcorn pick of the week after news, sports, and weather. So great to have you here, folks, on this Thursday edition of Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. In the middle of our street.
I heard your truck outside is really neat. Ice cream man.
Once again, Aaron Zommers crushes the intro music. Welcome back, folks. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. And as you know, that means it is the popcorn pick of the week tonight. So we're going to kind of do this in chat. It's going to be a little mini series. We're going to talk about ice cream first, which is also a great snack for movies. And then we will make the popcorn pick of the week. So joining me now, or first I should say recently that Cedar Crest ice cream. Aaron, you like ice cream?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And especially Cedar Crest. You know, they have a place in Manitowoc where I'm from, and I have spent a lot of time there.
Oh, very nice. That wasn't exactly a hard-hitting question I asked you. Like, that was not a edgy question. Cedar Crest ice cream and the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation have teamed up to present the Cedar Crest ice cream 4-H flavor creation contest. Okay, that was a press release that went out last year. And joining me now over the stream to discuss this contest are Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest ice cream and the winners of that contest, this really cool contest, and Jaroski, the adult leader of the Pasabic. Did I say it? Oh, God. I took a two-minute break, and I already forgot. Okay. Pasabic Pathfinders 4-H Club and Hope Erath, the youth president of the Pasabic Pathfinders 4-H Club. So welcome all to the Popcorn Pick of the Week and to Nightlight. It's great to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So the Pasabic Pathfinders are of Merrill, Wisconsin. You guys won this contest. How did that feel?
Very exciting. we don't have our next meeting until this Monday, and that's when the rest of the club will find out.
Wait a minute. We're on the radio, you know.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Either way, look, this is a great thing. I love this idea. Where did this come from, Shannon? Let's start with you putting it out there to the community and also 4-H.
Oh, we started the flavor contest back in 2013.
Okay.
Previous to that, we've had a open public flavor contest. But then because we get so many entries, we narrowed it down to just having it be the 4-H committee. We felt that we were able to give back more by giving the winners their $500 for their club and an ice cream party. So we thought that that was actually more beneficial to an organization than to give, you know, Sally or Sue, you know, a little prize. Right. So that's how we've ended up changing it from, you know, public, anybody can give us a flavor, to just the 4-H flavor contest. And because they are in the agriculture business, we thought that that was relative to them and something that they'd be excited about.
I think that's great. And before we go any further, let's give you a little plug here. Tell us about Cedar Crest ice cream and why it's so great, Shannon.
So Cedar Crest ice cream is family owned still to this day. Started in 1976, so it is our 50th anniversary.
Wow. Congratulations.
and it was, you know, ran by the Colway brothers. So we got, you know, Ken, president. He is still up at the Manitowoc factory with his high standards on flavors that come in. We have Robert Colway, that is our VP of sales, who handles our parlor partners. Then we have Bill Colway, who is, you know, our corporate secretary. He handles all the financials and the business and, you know, what we can and cannot spend anything on. And then lastly, we have Tim Colway, who handles our distribution center. So they've been running it for 50 years. It was a small little business in, what was it? When it first started in 1976, they actually started making ice cream in 1977. And we had the tiniest little factory in Oshkosh where we were making ice cream. And then because we continue to make it the same way that you make it in 1977, I think that is why we are still here to this day.
It's so funny because we do a question of the night every night on the show. Mm-hmm. Tonight, I'll ask you guys about tonight's question in a moment. Though one of them was, what are foods you wish you didn't like? Mine, inevitably, are there always chips and ice cream? Like a bag of chips, if I'm in the mood, gone, the whole bag. Ice cream, same way, like a tub of ice cream. Before you know it, the whole thing is gone. It's just awful. So, and Cedar Crest is so good, and you're shaking your head, but, you know, that's, you know, moderation, right? I mean, even with Cedar Crest, I would have been.
Well, there's some flavors I don't really particularly care for, so it actually helps then.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do this. Okay, so Ann and Hope, tell us about the winning flavor. You guys came up with it. You're the winners. You took home the whole prize. You crushed the competition, all those other cliches. What is, I have it right here and it sounds delicious, but tell us what the winning flavor is and how you came up with it.
Yeah, absolutely. The winning flavor, which we're very excited about, is Hold Your Horses. And it's espresso ice cream with chocolate covered toffee and also ribbons of caramel in it. Mm-hmm.
So where did that idea come from? That all sounds delicious and rich. And I don't think I could eat a whole container of that particular flavor, but where did that come up? Where did you come up with that?
When we met as a group, I asked the kids, what is it? If you had all the flavors in the world, what combination of flavors would you put together when you make your own? Because a lot of the kids live, we all live on farms, actually. Almost all of us do.
Wow, okay.
And so when we meet, there's some healthy appetites because these kids work. And so when we brought, I don't know how many containers of vanilla Cedar Crest that first time. Mm-hmm. We put all these containers of vanilla Cedar Crest. We put flavors in jumbo cupcake tins. So kids would say, oh, I like butterscotch. And so we put a little in there. And they sampled and made their own. And we kept track of who was saying theirs was delicious. I'm a coffee lover. So I was pushing the coffee flavor. And I like toffee. And a lot of the kids are very good in the kitchen. So some of them made their own treats to put in their ice cream flavors. And we just kept swapping it, listening to who was going, And it was a beautiful contest to participate in because we did our taste testings first. We didn't send them anything back.
Okay.
Hats off to your taster, Shannon, because they chose us twice, and I'm thrilled with both of it.
So this is great. You must have had, this must be a really winning recipe because the runner-up was a flavor called Jump Around, which in Wisconsin, you know, I would think that would be the odds-on favorite for the name alone. But how was Jump Around, Shannon? And did was it a distant second? Was it a close second?
I would say it was a close second. The reason why we didn't pick Jump Around is that we have all the assets for Hold Your Horses in-house right now. We can make it absolutely. Jump Around, we would have to do a little bit of shopping to get, I think it was that one main flavor. And then we have some testing. And for creating brand new flavors, obviously we can make vanilla base, we can make chocolate base. Can't remember what that base was. But when making a recipe for the base, it does take our team between 2 to 3 months to get exactly something that we're willing to put our name on. But since we already have a espresso flavored ice cream base and we have those ingredients, we're like, absolutely, we need this. And I think we personally need more coffee flavored ice creams.
Boy, I totally agree.
We only have two and it's not enough for me.
So let's talk about part of the grand prize is that the flavor will actually be, hold your horses, will be in ice cream shops in various cities. Tell us about that. That must be a thrill for you, especially for you, Hope.
Yes, we're so excited. There's a little ice cream place up by our cabin. And when we won the contest a few years ago, my sister and I were thrilled to find out that Paul Bunyan was at that little ice cream parlor. So we're very excited.
That you could just...
To try ours, we had a in Tomahawk, it's called the Windmill, and they were so kind to us, and they kept buying more of it and more of it. Every time we went there, it was sold out.
Wow. And
it was just continually sold out, sold out, sold out.
Here's what I would do if I were you guys, the Pasabic Pathfinders. I would go to that store, kind of lean on the counter, and when someone comes up and asks, you know, tell them I made that. That's going to give you tons of street cred. And then you get commission, too. And, you know, you could, you know, you could say, I get a taste of that. And now it has a double meaning. So where did the title come from? Hold Your Horses. Why is it named Hold Your Horses?
We were brainstorming. Even a few years ago, we would always try and, again, we're rural. And a number of our members have horses. Okay. But the espresso, I was thinking, you know, what makes you giddy up and go? And somebody said, like, let the horse out of the barn. I'm like, hold your horses. We got espresso in this ice cream. So it came kind of naturally.
Oh, man.
Part of the fun is coming up with the hook in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Being a kind of local and something that a Wisconsinite would take pride in ordering.
Well, it's just great. Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Shannon Simon, yeah, sorry. And Ann Jaroski, adult leader of the say it again, please. Pasabic. Damn it. Yes. I got to think wasabi. Hey, I think I just came up with a great ice cream flavor. Just give it some thought.
Someone said that one once.
Wasabi espresso. Well. Yeah. Jaroski and Hopi Rath are here. Congratulations to all of you. Great contest. Cannot wait to try this flavor because it's you hit a home run. I like all of those very much. Let's turn our attention to movies and do the popcorn pick. Popcorn and ice cream, that could be a good movie snack, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So let's start with Shannon. What kind of movies do you like to watch? And then we'll go around the horn.
I'm a huge fan. Favorite of fantasy movies. So I think last time I said Lord of the Rings, I'm still a fan of like romance fantasies, Enchanted and Stardust.
Love it. Excellent. And what about you, Anne?
My go-to is To Kill a Mockingbird. I like the old classics, but that one, reading the book and then following up with a movie. One year I chaperoned a 4-H trip to Washington, D.C., and I suggested the book to read on the way there, To Kill a Mockingbird, because we were going to see it at the Kennedy Center. And the kids read it, then we saw it at the Kennedy Center, and they read the book again and watched the Gregory Peck version on the way home. That's now become their favorites.
That is outstanding. Are you a teacher?
I'm an art teacher.
Okay.
To homeschool children. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Good for you, because that's one of my all-time favorite books and movies. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those rare Harper Lee's book and then the movie with Gregory. I mean, you just can't go wrong. What about you, Hope?
I absolutely love musicals. Yeah, The Sound of Music. So good.
All right. That's excellent.
It's amazing.
Let's stay with you then, Hope, and go back around the other way. What is your favorite snack for a movie?
Well, I love ice cream almost too much. But I also really like popcorn with a little bit of honey drizzled over it. So
good. Wow.
I haven't tried that one yet.
That sounds fantastic, actually. Yeah, what about you, Anne?
Well, unfortunately, I've been playing around with flavors. I've been doing ice cream a lot lately. and I've been putting peppermint and dark chocolate chunks in my ice cream.
Oh, man.
And I have a ninja smoothie. So it's just so good.
Like an ice cream.
All right. We've got about just a few seconds. Give us yours, Shannon, and then we'll do a break and we'll come back and get your
Mine's
pick.
Popcorn as always.
Yes. Other I thought you said popcorn. That before too. Yep. Yeah. All right. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We are coming back to get 3 popcorn picks of the week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I think we have new music. Thank you, Aaron. That's fantastic. Hey, welcome back. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And I didn't know this. I did Google claw tub, Aaron. It's just a big tub.
Yeah, just with claws on its feet.
No, that makes sense. I thought it sounded like something out of The Walking Dead or something, like a horrible bear trap or something. Very strange. But I'm glad we have clarification. Folks, on the stream right now, I'm joined by Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream. She's been on the show before. And the adult leader, Ann Jaroski, of the Pisabic Pathfinders 4-H Club and Hope Erath. The youth president of the Pisabic Pathfinders 4-H Club. They are the winners, that particular 4-H Club, of Cedar Crest's ice cream flavor creation contest. And the flavor is Hold Your Horses, and it consists of espresso ice cream with chocolate-covered toffee pieces and a caramel ribbon. And it sounds absolutely delicious. So that will be my new movie snack when I can get my hands on it here in Marinette. It's great to have you all here. We talked about movies. Before I get your picks, how do you guys all like to watch movies? Let's start with you, Shannon. Are you a theater person or do you like to stream at home?
Well, I actually used to work in the movie theater back in, the days during my elementary school, high school life. So now I'm done with that. I like to stay at home.
Yeah, just easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get that. What about you, Ann?
I like the big screen.
Yeah.
I want the whole immersion experience.
Shared experience. I'm with you. What do you have? So you get popcorn at the theater?
My husband does.
Okay.
And then I share.
See, that's how I am. When my wife gets popcorn, she'll say, do you want some? And I'll say no, because I don't even like movie theater popcorn that much. But if I take like 3 kernels, I'm finishing the bucket. And I don't know what it is, because I don't even like it that much, but it's so addictive. Yeah. So that's my problem. I guess I have to work out. Hope, what about you? What's your favorite? Or would you like theaters or home?
I'm definitely cuddle up on the couch and stay at home type of girl.
Okay. That's nothing wrong with that. All right. You guys are great. This is so much fun. So I'm going to ask... I don't think we've ever gotten 3 movie picks out of this segment before. There's typically 1 guest, sometimes 2. But let's start with you, Hope. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
I think the movie Oklahoma. It's so fun. The dancing's great.
Oh,
the songs
gosh.
Are amazing. It's my favorite.
You know, it's so funny because... my next guest, who was a pre-record, we were talking about that, and she mentioned Lawrence Hart, who is in the movie Blue Moon. He's nominated for an Oscar, Ethan Hawke. I was in the show Oklahoma when I was in high school, and Sean Cassidy was on this show last week, and his mom, Shirley Jones, is in Oklahoma and Carousel. So you'll have to go listen to that interview because he was so much fun to ask about his mom. I mean, she was a huge star and an Oscar winner. So that's a great pick, Hope. Thank you. What about you, Ann?
In the wintertime, I like Iron Will. I worked on that movie when I was fresh out of art college.
Really?
In the wardrobe department. And it's just a nice movie you can watch with anyone.
Iron Will.
Yeah.
Okay, who's in that? I got to refresh my memory.
Mackenzie Astin was the lead. And he's Patty Duke and John Astin's son, Sean Astin's brother.
Okay.
Who played Sam on Lord of the Rings.
So sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it was filmed in Duluth.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I just pulled it up here.
Over the border. And I left the wardrobe department because that was lugging around a whole lot of wardrobe.
I can imagine.
Everything was cold and everybody had many, many layers. And so you got your workout in.
That's a great cast, too. Brian Cox, one disgraced actor I won't name. And as you mentioned, Mackenzie Astin. Yes. And you were in the art department or wardrobe, did you say?
I was in wardrobe. My cousin's a fashion designer, so she was the designer for the movie.
Fantastic. Great choice. So we've got Oklahoma, Iron Will, and there's a drum roll going on in my head right now for Shannon's pick. I hope it's different than last time, but if it's not, that's okay too. Shannon, Simon, your popcorn pick of the week.
I'm being promised Captain Planet for years now, and I'm still waiting for that movie to come out.
Captain Planet?
Captain Planet. It was in the works. I wanted to say they announced something in 2020. Leonardo DiCaprio was doing something with it, but I don't even know if it's ever been put back into production.
Wow. So your pick is a movie that's not even out yet.
I'm waiting for it. I've been waiting for years for it.
I love it. It's animated. It says it's still in pre-production. Okay.
Right, at least they're working on it.
They're working on it. They haven't killed it yet. have you seen One Battle After Another with Leo DiCaprio?
No, I haven't watched any of his later ones. I think I stopped watching his movies after Shutter Island.
Okay.
Just because he likes his old-timey whimy. If it's not in the 1950s, he's not in it. And I'm over that era.
Okay. Hey, you guys, this was so much fun. Thank you for all three of you coordinating this and being on here. Congrats again, Pasabic 4-H, Ann and Hope on the win. Great job, Shannon. Cedar Crest is outstanding stuff. It's a great product. I'm probably going to mow some later. So thank you, all of you guys. Good luck. And please don't be strangers. Come back again sometime.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great night. That's Shannon, Simon, and Jurowski and Hope Erath. That was really fun. Zomers, you're an ice cream fan. We talked about
absolutely.
It. What's your favorite flavor?
I'm very partial to caramel and peanut butter flavored ice creams. Like anything with a peanut butter base, you won't be able to stop me from eating. It's I don't know. There's just something about it.
I'm with you. It's like there's just some foods I have to eat a lot of. Like I have pretty good control most of the time, but a good chocolate peanut butter, forget it. It's done.
I love caramel collision.
Hey, we're coming back for Act 3 after this short break. Devika Yiddish is here. She's a great film critic. That's all coming up, and I'm going to read your text, too. This is Pete Schwab in Nightlight. The news is next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.